Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Here's.org.
I think I prefer Zuzu.
See.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After bird flu was found in it, health officials recommended people stop drinking unpasteurized milk. Now the U.S. Department of Agriculture will test samples nationwide.
The federal government says that the newly ordered tests of raw milk samples for bird flu will start in less than 2 weeks. They'll take place at large dairy processing facilities in about 10 states as the USDA tries to drill down what farms and which herds are infected. Right now, how big of a problem this is a bit of a mystery.
ABC's Stephen Osunsami escaped from New York. Police here say the man believed to have shot and killed United Healthcare chief exec Brian Thompson this week got on a bus out of town shortly after the killing. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward. A Supreme Court ruling got convicted January 6 rioter Guy Reffitt out of one count. The judge who initially sentenced him to 87 months in prison resentenced Reffitt Friday to 80 months. This is ABC News. It always happens at the end of the year, especially when the White House is changing hands.
The White House wouldn't comment on reports that President Biden is considering preemptive pardons for people who they think may be targeted under the incoming Trump administration. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I'm not going to get ahead of the president, but what I can say is that the president is reviewing other pardons and commutations.
A source close to the president told ABC he's considering pardons for people like Dr. Anthony Fauci, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and General Mark Milley, the former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Not that they're counting the days. Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore marked 6 months on the International Space Station Thursday, a week-long test flight months ago of Boeing's troubled Starliner capsule has kept the two there since, and they won't be returning to Earth for 2 more months. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, clouds mixing with patchy sun, mild and breezy, 45. Passing clouds tonight will drop down to 29. On Sunday, clouds thickening, warm again, a slight chance of drizzle by evening, 45. Sunday night, cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle possible, down to 33. Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, still fairly mild, 42. Tuesday, boy, we cool down, partly to mostly cloudy, a few flurries, 28. 21 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, very cold Thursday with a high of just 19.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and we rise, wipe the sleep out of our eyes. The shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Me.
If you're Sleepy Gene, time to cheer up. Probably time to get up as well. 5:12 on your weekend get together. Good morning, folks. 24 cloudy degrees to start the day. Here's Keith Whitley. No rain in the forecast, thankfully, but, you know, he's no stranger to it.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I've fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all I withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. But when I get that foggy feeling, what am I feeling now? If I don't keep my head, I may drown. But it's hard to keep believing I'll even come out even while the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain, but there'll always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. I'll put this cloud behind me. That's how the man designed me. Ride the wind and dance in the hurricane. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Some Keith Whitley on a Saturday morning get together.
I'm no stranger to rain.
Marcy Strikeout Alzheimer's Bowling Tournament in memory of Marcia Dahlberg Gilbank will be held today at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Checking at 10. The tournament starts at 11. There'll be a 50-50 Chinese raffle and bowling raffle as well.
Kay, with all your singing talent back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about. I sold everything I own to bring you here. Now you'll be famous, there's no doubt. Last week you knocked them out in New York. Tonight Chicago's going wild. Your record on the jukebox don't sound bad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Caution lights blink out their warning. Some old Big Ben clock chimes 3 a.m. Starving hound dog search a trash can. My gas tank could use $10 worth again. All the potholes here on Main Street jar my ribcage. I could cuss. The crowd of nightlife people look so sad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab.
young soldiers from Fort Campbell told me how they won the war in Afghanistan. Sirens echo through an alley. Some woman said somebody stabbed a man. I rushed Miss Teenage to the doctor. She begged to give the child my name. I can't count the cups of coffee that I've had. Okay, I'm living and I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Rose petals on my front seat, falling from the bouquet Jimmy took to Jim. Jim kept mumbling through his teardrops, God, she'll leave this world with flowers in her room. Kay, I showed some drunk your picture, and he made a smart remark. I hit him in the mouth, boy, was I mad. Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Fiddles, steel guitars, and pianos, how they play. Grinding out the latest sounds from Music City, USA. Brought you to the swinging music world, I miss pictures of those happy times we had. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. WRCO-FM. WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. It was a girls and boys high school basketball doubleheader from Milwaukee on the radio yesterday. With more Here's Phil Nee.
Baraboo won both games that were played at the Fiserv Forum Prep Basketball Classic on Friday in Milwaukee. The Richland Center boys lost to the Thunderbirds 55-46, and in the second game, the Hornet girls fell 48-30. The boys played first. The Thunderbirds had a 29-20 advantage at halftime and never trailed, although the Hornets stayed within striking distance. Richland Center trimmed the lead to 6 points with 3 minutes left to play before Baraboo scored enough from the line to keep ahead and eventually win by 9. The Hornet boys were led by Liam Fingerson, who had 12. Trayton Shep had 9. Brady Dosh and Wes Bosworth both added 7 points. Garrison Weiss, 6. Jaden Shep, 3. Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Abe Bosworth each scored 2 points. Richland Center was 10 of 22 from the line and made 4 3-point baskets. Baraboo was led by Bear Lefever with 12. Isaiah Romano Thompson scored 11. And Alex Hannigan with 10. The Thunderbirds made 6 threes. Lefever had 4 of them, and they went 17 for 25 from the line. Baraboo is now 1-1. Richland Center is 1-2, and they will play at Wisconsin Heights on Monday night. The Hornet girls trailed 11-2 at the start of the game, but were only down 20-19 yesterday at halftime. Baraboo pulled away from a 26-25 lead with a 17-0 run. Richland Center fell to 0-6 on the season, while the Thunderbirds improved to 1-2. Richland Center was led in scoring by senior Carly Meaden with 9. Ella Weiss and Jory Schultz both added 6 points. Addie Board with 4. J.C. Gander added a 3-point basket, and Kylie Burns had 2 points. The Hornets were 6 for 13 from the line. Baraboo was paced in scoring by Taylor Spurl with 12 and Sabrina Hartman, who added 10. The Thunderbirds made 8 3-point baskets, and they shot 2 for 10 from the free throw line. Following the 48-30 loss to Baraboo, the Richland Center girls will host Riverdale on Tuesday night for another non-conference tune-up. I'm Phil Nee. For WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. In other boys' high school games from last night, it was DeSoto over Weston 48-32, Lafarge down New Lisbon 51-31, Potosi 68, Belmont 43, Reedsburg a 71-63 win against Toma, Wisconsin Dells 76, Ripon 52, Sparta over Mauston 78-57, and Gay Electric Trempolo picked up the big win against Bangor, 84-42. Girls Finals, Ithaca, a nice win over Seneca, 58-36. River Valley won over Dodgeville, 64-34. Riverdale, a 74-68 win against Fenimore. Platteville, 62. Lancaster, 37. Highland, a 54-25 victory over Judah. Darlington beat Boscobel, 57-30. Iowa Grant, 47. Southwestern, 41. Black River Falls, a 46-39 win against Viroqua. Arcadia 60, Westby 39, cashed in a 45-43 win against Hillsboro. Cuba City 51, Mineral Point 40, Royal 48-30 over Wanewoc Center. Waseca Steuben picked up a win over North Crawford 64-32. Argyle Pecatonica, a 75-47 girls win against Potosi Cassville. Bangor 63, New Lisbon 23, Mount Horeb 60, Reedsburg 31, and Barneville a huge win over Benton 86-19.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
WRCO.
In 1814, we
took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
rush is on.
Hi, I'm Carlene.
And I'm Jada.
Merry Christmas from our family to yours.
Your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
John. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Gather near to us once more.
That's nice.
Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough,
and have yourself a
today, clouds mixing with patchy sun, mild and breezy, 45. Passing clouds tonight will drop down to 29. On Sunday, clouds thickening, warm again, a slight chance of drizzle by evening, 45. Sunday night, cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle possible, down to 33. Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, still fairly mild, 42. Tuesday, boy, we cool down, partly to mostly cloudy, a few flurries, 28. 21 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, very cold Thursday with a high of just 19.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your mountains in springtime, like a walk in.
ocean. You fill up my senses. Come fill me again.
That's John Denver with Annie's song. Before that, he joined the Muppets, and it was a Johnny Horton twin spin. This is your weekend wake up, 5:37. Good morning, 24 degrees. We have been as cool as 23 with clouds. Still better than waking up below zero, folks, I guarantee. Here's Steve Martin, Vince Gill, and Dolly Parton.
If I gave you pretty flowers, if I took you out to dinner, if we walked home by the river, would you invite me in? If we sat down on the sofa, if I told you funny stories, if I moved a little closer, would you put your hand in mine? If I told you you were lovely, if I put my arm around you, if I touched you on the shoulder, would you rest your head on mine? If I took you out to dinner, if I moved a little closer, and I touched you on the shoulder, would you make love to me?
Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook, calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. Reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. On me, no,
exemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by. She's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around a bend. Rolled on Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. River breeze, like peppermint leaves, the taste of it takes me back. Chewing on a straw, torn overalls, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on Mississippi, big river roll. You're the child of dream I grew up on. Roll on Mississippi, carry me home. Now I can see I've been away. For me, I need a place to dream. So I come to your banks, I sit in your shade, and relive the memories. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Roll on Mississippi, you make me feel like a child again. Roll on Mississippi.
Mississippi, roll on. Okay, folks, we're in the air chair as we work on through your Saturday 547. We'll have a farm news update followed by ABC, a look at weather, and a look at sports, all part of your weekend get-together. 24 degrees, the worst floor and home thermometer showing. So far, a low of 23.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows.
Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. I suppose.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
There are some questions for corn and soybeans heading into the end of the year. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Dale Durkholz from Grain Cycles tells Brownfield that one of the big questions for corn and soybeans right now is biofuels and how that factors into demand.
One of the bigger issues here that's affecting both of these is, and we've found a lot of news this last week, about the biofuel guidelines that everybody's looking forward to here for 2025, especially the vegetable oil and the renewable diesel side of the industry. You know, and we had reports from one news wire this last week, well, they aren't going to get done by the 20th of January. And we had a report from another one that, yeah, we may get a preliminary one, but that's really kind of hanging up things going on in the renewable fuel sector at this point in time. And even ethanol can have some implications into that, so people need to keep their eye on it. Going along with that, it's not only things happening domestically, but also happening on a worldwide basis, because it does look like now Indonesia is going to go into a 50% biofuel requirement, basically 50% palm oil, starting in 2025. So we found a lot of energy in palm oil prices again, and as everybody, if they've been keeping up with that sector here over the last 3 to 4 weeks, palm oil has gone to a premium price to bean oil, which long-term historically is just unheard of, because palm oil as a food oil has always been a lower quality oil. So we got a lot of topsy-turvy things going on there. And then when you step back and you look at markets in general, everybody's really just trying to come to grips with the pace of consumption. And when we look at those, we can see the October soybean crush, a new record for any month, not just October, but for any month. And we find these export sales, whether it's beans or whether it's corn, just keep rolling right into the pipeline. So everybody's really shifted away and starting to look at demand, and I think that's going to be the thing that's going to be the fuel for the next number of weeks, other than when we have those next January reports from the USDA.
Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. The bulk of the week's direct cash cattle business took place on Thursday and Friday. Live deals in the South were marked at $191, $1 to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were at mostly $297. That's $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In sale barns around the country, there were several record high prices that were set. For example, some five weights in Nebraska brought $4. And some flyweights also in Nebraska brought more than $5. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it wasn't quite the wild, wild west in Missouri like it was in Nebraska, but it was a solid week of business.
The trend's just absolutely unbelievable. With the big heavy yearlings, you know, probably steady to $5 higher. And then as you get to the lighter calves down to the 4 and 5 weights, there was a lot of $20 and $25 higher markets this week. It was just crazy. We're getting back all-time highs on some of the weight classes and right near it on some of the others. We saw that dip, you know, in August and September.
But he says those prices have crawled back with a vengeance.
I'm looking at some of the stick-out sales around the state at the sale barns this week, and some of these by far weren't the highest prices, but they were some of the bigger drafts of some of the higher prices. Had 46 head of 472-pound steers, 405. 42 head of 516-pound steers at 359. The average on those light fives around the state at 336. 376 head of 606-pound steers sold at 324. Had 76 head of 710-pound steers tagged as fancy at 291.50. The average on those 7 to 750 pound steers this week, 272. And then we had 179 head of 800 pound steers at 268, 67 head of 856 pound steers at 265. And that's a price we sure haven't seen for several months.
And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $4 per head higher and feeder pigs were $5 per head higher. Demand was good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $63.57, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $83.28. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Join me Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll have a radio party with Those Were the Days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be cruising through the decades. We'll stop and park for a time in 1979. You could be the winner of some big prizes.
You could be the winner of a tour of Bloom City on Joanne Krulatz's bicycle.
The fun never stops on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be flashing back with some great tunes from back when I was the leading scorer in the Scenic Central Conference in warm-ups. Those Were the Days on WRCO is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, along with A&W of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Center Cinema. This Saturday night between 6 and midnight, take it back to the past with us on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you.